Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. I went into the bookstore at the airport and was amazed at all the books offering people completely opposite advice on how to live. Some books have titles like Determined to Win, The Road to Success, or Relentless Drive. These books all tell you how to work harder, never give up, visualize your goals, and they tell you stories about rich, successful people like Elon Musk, types who became hugely rich and influential. Other books have titles like Slowing Down, Smelling the Roses, and The Path to Peace. They talk about being mindful, resisting the impulse to be too active, too ambitious, too driven, and they celebrate stories of wise Buddha types who renounce the rat race and choose to live quietly and simply and contentedly. In other words, some books tell us to become happy by becoming more active, and other books tell us to become happy by becoming less active. So, which is it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Now, there is such a thing as being too passive, too mellow, too laid back. It should be obvious that those who never actually do anything with their lives aren't models for anyone. These people need to get their act together and get going. Do something worthwhile. Light a fire. We only have one life, and it's essential that we not waste it. Nor should we go in for those religious systems or techniques that encourage us to just not care about anything other than our own tranquility. We should care. Life is short and precious, and eternity is around the corner. Trying to achieve total indifference, trying to get to some sort of personal nirvana of complete passivity and complacency, that's not the goal. Life is way too good and way too important for that. We should be doing something. We should be working hard. We should be fighting. But how? That's the question. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The religions and techniques of the Far East often focus way too much on passivity and trying to achieve indifference. On the other hand, the Western world has become absolutely obsessed with hyperactivity. We're utterly enslaved to our ambition, to winning, to success. Workaholism, wealth, status, and political preoccupations dominate our lives. To-do lists and plans for the future govern us from dawn till dusk. Sometimes, when we're about to burn ourselves out, we take a break from our own hyperactivity and entertain ourselves with a hyperactive superhero movie or a hyperactive news binge. Then, maybe, we go back to the overworking. This is also definitely not the right way to live. This is a panic-driven life that feeds some level of anxiety. The non-Christian world can't seem to get the balance between too much activity and too little. So what's the Christian solution? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. As always, the ultimate solution isn't a program, it's a person. And that person is Jesus. Jesus is the perfect exemplar of peaceful, quiet, and commitment to a mission. First, he's the man at peace, and his peace is an expression of his commitment to prayer. He always takes time out for prayer, even when everyone is looking for him, when everyone's trying to get him to do something. He makes sure he has time set aside for silence and stillness with his Heavenly Father. And the result is that he can be calm and unresponsive to the hate of the Sanhedrin, the cruelty of the Roman soldiers, and the fear of Pilate and the irrationality of the mob. But Jesus is also a man on a mission. He's come to set the world on fire. He does his Father's work. He takes care of the sick. He challenges those in authority. At one point, he creates a public disturbance in the temple, and in the end, he saves the world. So many people today are desperately trying to make a name for themselves, trying to make an impact, trying to create a legacy. But no one's name will ever be as impactful. No one will ever leave their mark so deeply as Christ. Jesus is at peace, but he's not content with things the way they are. He's come to make things better for everyone. And that has to be our mission as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The Catholic Church is a church of monks and crusaders. It's a church of people who, like Christ, know how to find peace and how to fight tirelessly for the kingdom. We get peace by prayer every day, no matter what, and by recognizing that the world and its glory are passing away, and by working to overcome our disordered attachments to the good things and the pleasures that are merely transient. But we are also active workers for the kingdom. We don't settle for being content with the way things are. We will not be content. We will not put our labors aside until we have done everything we can to make our souls and our world as much like the kingdom of heaven as possible. Till then, we preach, we evangelize, we work at our jobs that serve society and our neighbor and our family, and we pray. And we persevere in prayer. and we accept and offer up our sufferings. So here's the question for each of us. In what way do I need to cultivate the peace of the monk? How do I need to commit more firmly to prayer or reflect more rigorously on the temporary and unsatisfying character of the world with which I'm too preoccupied? And in what way do I need to cultivate the zeal of the crusader? Where do I need to take action to spend time and build a real friendship with my spouse, kids, and friends? Where do I need to get involved to change systems of sin and injustice? Where do I need to speak up for the truth? Where do I need to build the kingdom of heaven and these few years left to me in the battlefield of earth? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, do you find yourself more like a monk or a crusader?
I would like to be more like one or the other, but I think I'm... not that I'm more peaceful, but I'm certainly more on the inactive side and the overactive side. Then again, I think it depends on who you ask.
So what do you mean? Are there parts in your life that are there times in your life where you're overly committed?
Mm-hmm.
And are there times in your life where your prayer life suffers?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think I never find the middle. It's usually very much somehow I end up with a day where there's nothing and I'm wasting away, and then I end up with a week where I never stop, and I catch my breath at the end of it and go, what happened? I didn't stop for a minute. And I think it's the beautiful lesson we can probably learn from the tortoise and the hare. Or, yeah, the tortoise and the hare. You don't want to go too fast, but the tortoise still runs the race. The tortoise just keeps a slower pace, but it does keep pace.
Yeah, he keeps going.
You do still have to run it. And I think when we think of peace or overactivity, we have a tendency to just full stop. And you really just want to keep a good pace. You want to keep a nice, slow pace, a manageable pace, a pace that will really get it done. Because if you even look at the life of Christ, it's like 30 years of personal life. And then 3 pretty intense years. But we kind of just cram everything. Like, because we know that we're dying, we have to accomplish as much as possible. But that's not our goal.
Right. The most helpful tool for this is a rule of life, a plan of life, mm-hmm. a recipe of life, whatever you want to call it. It's where we look at what we need to be happy. Happiness is to possess those good things that fulfill or complete our human nature. That's what happiness is. So what do we need to fulfill our human nature? Well, we have physical needs, sleep, food, exercise, personal hygiene. But then we also have need for God, prayer and sacraments. And don't we need good relationships with our family and friends? So time for friendship. But in order to be happy, fulfilled, we also need work. And we're designed to need to fill our intellect with truth and to feed our emotions with beauty. So those are the things we need. And great saints like Benedict teach us, create a schedule, a plan, so that you can get those things every day. Certain amount of sleep. Time to prepare and eat real food. Exercise. Certain amount of work. Not too much work. Not too little work. Enough. Build space into your day for a relationship, but also to grow in knowledge and experience beauty. And what we find that when we, it's like a recipe. You got to have the right ingredients in the right order, in the right proportion. But that means you got to get rid of the wrong ingredients. And you got to have everything in the right proportion.
Yeah, I'm definitely in a state of, it's easy to throw out everything in your pantry, and it's hard to then find what to put in your pantry. Because I clear it out YouTube, but yeah, I spend a lot of time staring at the wall now.
Well, but you just really hit on the two right steps. First, throw everything out. So first, take a look at your schedule. I suggest if you're listening to this conversation and you really feel like you vacillate between too busy and then just vegging, take a look at your schedule by 30-minute increments. Look back over the last couple of days, mm-hmm. every 30, and write down how you spent your time.
Yeah. I also think vegging is more symptomatic, less of having bountiful free time, but rather it's our response to being overworked in some places and then dead stop that we're so tired. We don't know how to fill that time. We don't gracefully transition into free time, which is a huge problem.
You're totally right.
My immediate thought was, well, how do I get overwhelmed with work and then also have these like stretches of time where I'm just vegging? And it's because at that point, I'm just too tired.
That's exactly right. So again, I would say, if you really want this good balance of peace and activity, start by taking a look at your last couple of days or even your last week by 30-minute increments and be really honest. And then Start writing your recipe. I need this much sleep, this much time to cook and prepare real food, this much time for exercise, this much time for work, this much time for family and friends, this much time for prayer.
Yeah. Even if you're just in a bad emotional state at the end of a day, sit down and write, why was my day bad? Beyond just, I had this interaction or something like that. But it's like if you make a cake batter and you're like, hey, maybe a cup of salt was the wrong choice.
Exactly.
If this tastes bad, if I'm leaving the end of my day and something just feels off, I need to really take account of what went into my day. Because I don't think these things are as random as they might feel. But if I'm not in the practice of analyzing my day, then it feels random that some days I come home so exhausted that I want to veg out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I really think the recipe analogy is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look, if your day or week or year doesn't taste that good, yeah, figure out what ingredients are in there that shouldn't be. Or what wrong proportion.
Which is probably more productive than coming home and just ranting about it.
Way more productive. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you for the recipe.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.